Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Tuesday, May 5th at 6 a.m. here on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. While what's left of my business career is still being the macro guy of an alternative to traditional financial planning team that I first became a part of back in 1999, I know more clients, friends, and followers wish to hear my latest thoughts and personal actions with metals and mining than any other one subject. I've spent the majority of my 42-year career working in metals and mining, from being a portfolio manager to corporate consulting. It has led to riches and almost ruin more than once. Given the recent surge of over 7,000 new followers on my X page, I'm sharing my latest insights into the financial markets and related topics. This is not investment advice and should not be considered an advisory service. This particular blog post will be confined to metals and mining. Okay, knowing all of us who look into a crystal ball have long ago become experts on how to eat a lot of broken glass, I will give you my best educated guess, keeping in mind I put my pant legs on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. So often, to go forward, one needs to look back to see where they came from. Approximately 5 years ago, I implemented a significant and somewhat contentious shift in my investment strategy. I announced that by the end of 2021, I would divest from all general equities but one and all bonds, period, and allocate such capital just to gold for those seeking pure capital appreciation. I believed back then gold would outperform general equities and bonds that would also see consecutive yearly losses. The Maytag repairman was more popular than me among clients and interested parties who thought that was a good idea. In fact, only one client chose this path at the time. Ironically, he could spell gold, but knew little else about it. That has certainly changed for the better for him. As unwanted and literally called foolish by some such a strategy was viewed, it proved to be correct. Physical gold significantly outperformed the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and bonds, which have actually yielded negative returns even with interest included. Along the way, I shifted from being heavily first in gold to major mining shares and eventually fully focused on junior resource stocks, many of which were sponsors of my blog at the time. By the end of 2025, I ended having the best 1 and 5 year personal returns in my entire career. After ending blog sponsorships, the net average gain for juniors fluctuated, but resulted in triple-digit gains annually overall, winners and losers included, from 2022 through 2025. This greatly silenced the keyboard warrior critics, who in the earlier period were typing away on me, but never would come into the light when challenged. I would enter 2026 still firmly in the bullish camp, but because both gold and silver had gone parabolic, and internet experts became a dime a dozen, calling for both gold and silver to rocket higher and higher to the moon and beyond, I did end up pissing off some followers and even a few clients by concluding it was best to sell all physical metals, mining stocks, and juniors, but one that I personally happened to have a very large position in at the time. The call came just before gold and silver peaked, followed by a rapid sell-off that left roadkill all over. On March 26th, I announced I was going back in, but this time choosing only shares over physical metals, on the belief that both could rise again, but the leverage of the shares would give better percentage gains opportunities. Please allow me to make one very important point, mainly to those new to me. I have never suggested owning gold and silver because of the end of the world mentality or some Armageddon beliefs that come in many different forms among gold and silver bugs. In fact, until silver went briefly below 30 in 2025, and I finally turned bullish on it, the silver bugs disliked me because I used to say owning silver was like kissing your sister compared to owning gold, and I said that for decades. My primary interest in the metals and shares is for capital gains opportunities only. If end times come, I'll try to make it to my church pew, not my safety deposit box or safe, to get hold of my gold and silver. I included below a link to my March 26 blog post noting my return and what I purchased at the time. Since then, I added to my three juniors, added a new one called Silver Crown Royalties, and sold my GDX and GDXJ positions for a little over 10% gain each, on the belief that the much needed and welcome corrective phase for the metals was not over at the time. So pretty much now you're caught up on me with the metals and mining whereabouts. And of course, despite many who participated in those triple digit gains, are now asking, what can you do for me now, Grandage? I'm just making an informed guess, and unlike Fonzie, I've learned to admit when I'm wrong more than I expected. Because I remain the most bearish ever overall when it comes to the economic, social, and political environment, and I've urged clients of our planning group to choose capital preservation over capital appreciation and to be a live chicken versus a dead duck, any actions in metals and mining must, and I repeat, must, be by those mentally and financially prepared to lose part or all their capital, especially in junior resource stocks where failure is the norm and will remain the norm. The Middle East war has been the number one negative for gold and a little less the silver. Justifiably or not, it is and can remain so until there's either a resolution or more likely things get worse before they get better there. But a day will come when suddenly the very same situation will flip a switch for the metals and they will go from the cup being half empty to half full. What day and from what level is anyone's guess. But when we finally see gold and silver not trade in lockstep with the ups and downs of the overall markets, we will know the end of the corrective phase is here and the next leg up that will eventually lead to new all-time highs is finally underway. For now, risk in gold is down to 4,000 and silver near 60. So those not into timing, but I believe eventually new all-time highs will occur, you can jump in now. But if it was me, I'd do so in a pre-planned, scaled-in strategy, either via dollar amount, price levels, or time. This is always an individual decision. Clients know I detest cookie-cutter approaches. Investments are never one-size-fits-all in my book. Given my advanced stage now in both my career and personal life, as well as my capacity to manage the associated financial and mental risk, I am confident in my current holdings of junior resource stocks. I will now briefly discuss them, but please remember, what's good for the goose may not be good for the gander. Major producer ownership is essential for most metals-oriented portfolios. I'm way past following them individually, so for me, I would suggest GDX and or GDXJ. But because I feel even if the metal prices fail to rise sharply, the juniors I own can still all manage triple-digit gains, I will stick just with them for now. My largest personal holding by far is North Owl Copper and Gold. I've been buying this stock at low prices and throughout its rise, and it's the only one I suggest for consideration to any client without hesitation. It's the single best run company I've ever known with an already known resource that I believe can see the share price triple in the next 12 to 18 months because of its development. The upcoming separate exploration program could further increase great potential, and I believe purchasing now remains a sound speculative choice. An incredible amount of insight was derived from the CEO's recent interviews that I show below. My next two holdings are about equal in dollars invested and have similar upside potential. They are Radisson Mining and Group 11 Resources. Like North Owl Copper and Gold, They too are takeover targets in my book, and would come as no surprise that all three are in the next 12 to 24 months. Finally, a unique way to play silver came upon me, as all these other holdings did, thanks to the smartest, most honest, and most humble person I've ever known in the metals and mining industry, who also does something no one else ever did that I knew, put his own money in all and literally puts his money where his mouth is. His name is Michael Gentile. Michael turned me on to Silver Crown royalties, especially when it's obvious he has a special fancy for it. Videos of Mike and all three companies are below. While I made this a blog post, it's critical to keep up with me via my X page. Peace be with you.